Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where spiritual truth meets daily transformation. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I know who I play for. Today's episode is a declaration, one that's been rising in my spirit and won't let me go. We are standing in the middle of a crumbling, a collective unraveling of systems built on fear, control, manipulation, and domination. And here's the truth. The old way is dead. Not dying, not evolving, dead. And what's coming alive is sacred. It's whole, it's sovereign, it's built from devotion, not domination. So let's talk about it. Let's root today's episode in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? This scripture reminds us that sometimes the past must be buried so the future can be born. It's not a gentle whisper. It's a divine interruption, a command to release what no longer serves. Even if it used to work, even if it once made sense, the new thing is already rising. The question is, are we brave enough to let the old die? I was scrolling the other day and saw coverage of the Diddy case. Now, I'm not here to debate him. I'm here for the pattern, because what struck me wasn't just the video or the accusations. It was the way people responded to the women involved. The shaming, the blame, the quiet judgments of, well, she stayed or she knew what she was signing up for. It reminded me of something I've seen over and over again. We live in a world conditioned to punish women for surviving systems they never asked to be part of. And I've experienced it too. There's a woman I once worked with closely. And while I won't name her, I will say this. She operates in the old way. Manipulation cloaked in charm. Control masked as strategy. The smile says sisterhood, but the actions say something else. And for a while, I gave her grace because I believed in her potential, because I saw her pain, because I understand what it's like to be shaped by systems that teach you that power must be taken, not aligned with. But grace doesn't mean enabling. And eventually, I had to ask myself, am I upholding what I say I'm breaking? Because if I see it and stay silent, then I'm part of the very structure I claim to stand against. So I made a choice to step away, to stop excusing, to stand firm. And yes, that meant standing alone. I've had people call me behind the scenes. You're brave. You're right. I wish I could say that out loud. But they don't. Because the old way taught us that the truth is dangerous. That you can't risk the connection, the check, the comfort. But I'm not here for the comfort. I'm here for the clarity. And if that means being the one who stands in the light while others whisper from the shadows, so be it. I'd rather be a beacon than a bystander. I'd rather build in presence, connection, and mastery then keep performing in systems that were never designed for us to thrive. Isaiah 43:18-19 says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" This is not just a poetic verse. It is a direct spiritual call to separate ourselves from what no longer aligns, even if it once made sense, even if it was once familiar. When I think about the Diddy situation, when I think about the woman involved, and even about my own experience I shared, what I see are echoes of former things, old survival strategies, old performances we had to put on to get into the room, old contracts we made with ourselves, stay quiet, be likable, don't cause waves. But God didn't call us to shrink. He didn't call us to twist ourselves into shapes to be accepted. He called us to perceive the new thing, to see it, to trust it, to live it, even if it means standing alone for a season. Because spiritual leadership means going first. Sometimes it means being the one who walks away before anyone else admits the house is on fire. Sometimes it means ending the silence when others are still clapping for dysfunction. And sometimes it means being the one who says, "This ends with me." Florence Scovel Shinn said, "You can control any situation if you first control yourself." Not control through force or fear, but through conscious alignment. And this is where the real shift happens. The old way teaches us to control others so we can feel safe. The new way teaches us to align with truth and let that alignment become our safety. For so long, women, especially powerful women, have been taught that presence isn't enough, that we must perform, manipulate, anticipate, or overgive just to earn a seat at the table. But those tables are crumbling now. And I realized I don't want a seat at a table that requires me to abandon myself to stay there. I'd rather build new tables or sit on the ground with those who know how to be, not just perform. And that's what metaphysical sovereignty really is. Choosing alignment over approval. Peace over performance. Presence over pretending. That's mastery. And no one can give it to you. You choose it. You live it. Even when it costs you. Especially when it costs you. So let's take a breath. Deep breath in. Put your hand over your heart and let these questions invite you into your own clearing. Number one, where in your life are you still giving grace to patterns, people, or systems that no longer serve you? Be honest with yourself. Have you mistaken tolerance for compassion? Silence for spiritual maturity? Number two, have you ever silenced your truth to keep a connection, a contract, or a comfort? What did it cost you? Not in money, but in alignment. Number three, what's the old way you've participated in, consciously or unconsciously? Is it control, manipulation, overgiving, performing? Name it without shame. This is not about guilt. It's about awakening. Number four, who are you when you are fully in presence, connection, and mastery? Visualize her. Feel her energy. What does she no longer tolerate? What does she create? Number five, Is there someone you've outgrown but haven't released because it feels unspiritual to walk away? What would it look like to honor your journey and honor their soul without sacrificing your truth? Number 6, what scares you most about standing alone? And what part of you already knows you were born to lead from the front? Number 7, if the old way is dead, what new way is trying to be born through you? Write it, declare it, choose it. Now let's move to a nice affirmation and visualization. And this one is called, I am the new way. So repeat these aloud. Or if you can't, just say them in your head. The old way is dead. I no longer perform for power. I no longer bend for approval. I do not shrink to make others comfortable. I am sovereign. I stand in my truth, even if I stand alone. I release survival patterns and walk in sacred presence. I trust what source is birthing through me. I am the new way. Let those words settle into your bones. Let them clear the energetic residue of every contract, agreement, or performance you made out of fear, not faith. Now let's move into a visualization. If you can, close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And on the exhale, feel yourself arriving into a wide open space. You're standing in a field, barefoot, grounded, held by the earth. In front of you is an old house. You recognize it immediately. It's the house of your former self. This house was built from survival. Its walls were made of silence, performance, and fear. You walk through it slowly. Each room holds a memory, a moment where you compromised, dimmed your light, or tolerated what hurt. You don't rush. You simply see. You bless the walls for what they taught you. You thank the floorboards for holding your weight. And then you step outside. Behind you, the house begins to fade, not with fire or anger, but with reverence. It disappears gently, as if it knows its work is done. You turn now towards something new. Ahead of you is space, raw, fertile, glowing space. This is the space of your becoming. You begin to build, not with bricks, but with values, presence, connection, mastery, peace, alignment. You see them rising like pillars in the new structure of your life. You are the architect. You are the authority. You are the altar. Stand here for a moment. Feel the wind shift. Feel the light in your chest expand. And now say to yourself one final time, the old way is dead, and I am living proof that something new is possible. You've just walked through a threshold, not just in this episode, but in your own spirit. You've seen the old, you've felt its grip, and now you've chosen something different. Let the world call it radical. Let the fearful call it lonely. But let you call it holy. Because every time you choose presence over performance, every time you choose alignment over approval, every time you choose truth over silence, You're building a life that no one can take from you. So take this moment to breathe, to feel your own power, to remember. You don't need to wait for the world to change to be the change. The old way is dead, and the new way is you. Until the next time, be happy, be healthy, be whole, and above all, be rich. Rich in truth, rich in alignment, and rich in spirit. I'll see you the next episode. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.